A new art exhibit opened at the Dime Gallery this past weekend. It's called On the Beach, and it's a collection of photos and collages that feature items found, you guessed it, on the beach, Lake Michigan to be exact. The artist, John Sauce. Sauce probably considers himself more of a collectionist or even a beachcomber rather than an artist, but from the odd collection of items discovered at the lakefront, John has given them new life. The pieces are striking, and it reminds us that most of the world we live in is recycled, and one person's trash could truly be the next person's treasure. John Sauce, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thanks for having me on.
This idea, where does it come from? Because did it start with you just being a beachcomber, just someone who walks up and down Lake Michigan, or was the intention to see what you find there for artistic purpose?
No, there was no intention. No, a friend of mine had mentioned to me that she was at the beach. This is about 7 or 8 years ago. She was at the beach, and she pulled out a baggie and showed me a handful of pieces of beach glass she found. And I thought, well, I thought you only got that kind of stuff when you went on vacation.
Right.
But she said, no, I got it right over between North Avenue and Fullerton Beach. So I think within a few days, I ride my bike every day up and down the beach, and I decided to pull my bike over at the end of my ride, lock it up, and walk down and just take a walk. And I found a lot of the same kind of stuff she had found.
It's mostly like beach glass, you're saying?
That's what I found that day. And the reason I was keyed in on that is because my sister, a long time ago, had we were on vacation in New Buffalo and taking a walk on the beach, and she showed me beach glass. I had no idea what it was, and she explained it to me. So when I found
Explain it to us. What is beach glass?
So beach glass is, let's just say, 5 years ago, somebody's out in their pleasure boat on Lake Michigan, and they finish a bottle of beer or a bottle of Coke, and they just throw it over the side. It sinks down, it lands on the bottom, it breaks up, and then the waves and the sand and the rocks and the cement barriers kind of wear it down so that all the sharp edges become frosted and smooth, and when it comes out, it looks like kind of like a little gem.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea about this. Mm-hmm. I would just think it'd be jagged glass from the Corona bottle like you'd see on the banks of the Chicago River. But this is much different. This is Lake Michigan doing its job.
It spent some time in the water. And it's they're really nice pieces. And when I found them that day, all I did was I laid them out on a cement pier, and I took a picture, and I sent it to my sister. And I said, hey, look what I found. This is kind of like finding money on the street, because that's what it felt like. You know, it's like a sense of discovery, like, oh, look what I just found.
That's amazing. And because most times we will associate beachcombers with the, you know, the device that's trying to find a metal detector.
The detectorists.
Going up and down the beach trying to find money.
No, I don't associate myself with those guys at
no,
all.
That's not your style.
I'm not out there for commerce. I'm out there more, honestly, I'm out there for like the meditative sense of being out there. I like the discovery. I like the search. I like getting my mind off of other things and just kind of looking down and seeing, but kind of like paying attention to what's there.
When you started to pay attention beyond just the beach glass, were you surprised at what you found?
I'm surprised at how many different categories of things there are that I've found. Early on, I would find parts of shotgun shells, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
Wow.
There's a reason for that.
What's the reason?
The reason is that for many years, there was a gun club, a private gun club, right on the lake by Diversey. And it was skeet shooting. And they would fire a clay pigeon out over the water, and then guys would stand on platforms and fire their shotguns into the air to hit the clay pigeon, and all that stuff went into the lake, including the spent cartridges. So that was closed down by the city in the late 80s, I think, and that stuff still shows up here.
It still shows up
30 years later.
Does it have the same effect? Does the water change it? Are you like, that's a shotgun shell?
No, you know, that kind of plastic is pretty durable. And a lot of the plastic I find is mostly pretty intact. I find a lot of plastic things like parts of gizmos, children's toys, things that were part of little machines. And those are always, I find that to be interesting, that something was created in a mold and it was put into as a part for a larger device, and then here it is, years later, just in pieces. We just discard so much.
So much. Is there a distinction? Can you tell the difference from just stuff that was left behind by beachgoers? Meaning that you see those shots on the news after Memorial Day, and it's just garbage everywhere.
Right.
Do you see the distinction between that stuff and what the lake has churned out and spit back out?
Well, when I walk, I walk right on the water. So I'm really primarily interested in what the lake has spit up the night before, because I get out there early in the morning. And the city is pretty good for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months of the year of keeping the beaches relatively clean. They've got tractors with these rakes, and they're out there at the crack of dawn. Sometimes I try to beat them if I can, so I can get some stuff. But a lot of what has come up from the lake has been, it's really been refined and smoothed over, and sunglasses, you know, they don't look like our glasses, that they're all kind of scratched and worn down. I have a whole box of those.
That's amazing to me. Yeah. John Soss is here. His new art exhibit, On the Beach, is open right now at Dime Gallery in Wicker Park on Western. It's a great spot. Check it out. Is it weekends? Can you go anytime? When can you see this?
It's Tuesday through Saturday from noon to 5.
At the Dime Gallery on Western in Wicker Park. Look it up. John Soss is here. We're talking about the collection of work that the collection of items he finds on the beach and how he turns it into art. We'll talk about that part of it coming up here. We'll take a break. John Soss on 720 WGN. Stay with us. WGN Radio, Justin Kaufman with you tonight. John Soss is in studio. On the Beach is his exhibit, which is at the Dime Gallery on Western in Wicker Park, and it's about it's a collection and the collages and photographs of what you find on the beach. And that's what we're talking about, because I would just assume it'd just be straight up Cheeto wrappers.
I do find Cheeto wrappers. Right. I don't pick them up though.
Right, but the idea of what the lake does to our trash or our lost items and gives it back to us, it's stunning to think about. Yeah, the fact of what nature does to bounce that stuff off of the ground and the concrete and everything in between to change it. There's something really cathartic about the idea that nature is doing that.
Yeah, and I think that the lake, it seems to me that the lake is continually trying to rid itself of all this stuff, because it comes up every day. There are some times that I'll go every single morning for a couple of weeks straight, and there's no shortage of stuff that just continues to come up.
When you see, and you don't do this as much in the winter, obviously, because you're not a madman. But
I was out yesterday.
You were? Yeah. So I was going to ask you, because all the talk today was about all of the 20-foot waves and how dangerous and how much damage it caused. Do you see the effect of that when you're on the lakefront? And besides the obvious stuff of the news, you know, damaging the lakefront bike path. Do you see a different way that the lake interacts when it's got severe weather around it?
Yeah, well, yesterday I was out at about, I don't know, maybe 9 o'clock in the morning, and the water was furious. I've never seen it quite that brown. The waves were coming up, and the waves were coming unevenly, so I had to really watch myself so I didn't get drenched. And the lake doesn't want to be tamed. You know, I know that's a big topic right now, is what's happening to the beaches and the erosion and everything. The lake does not want to be tamed, and you could tell yesterday and the day before it was really clear.
Wow. So, okay, you find these items.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point, you took the photo for your sister, at what point did you recognize the art in not just finding the stuff, but arranging and, if you will, curating the material to create other imagery?
Well, so she's the only one who saw these pictures for about 2 years or so. And then she convinced me to go on Instagram. And I think that's where... first of all, on Instagram back then, you had to do a square. So I had to make use of that proportion. I couldn't just take a picture of stuff that was on my kitchen table on a piece of white copy paper. I had to up my game a little bit. And I think the square thing, what it did is it forced me to use that as my boundaries of how much stuff could fit and how it would all fit together. So that kind of became the challenge every night, is to take what I'd found that morning and fit it into a square the way you would put a puzzle together. And as time went on, they became, I think, a lot more organized, and they things fit together in ways that I might not have thought about a year earlier.
I was going to say, you got better at it.
I think I did, yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think of that. I mean, it's a great use of social media for all the vapid, materialistic things that we see in our feeds and Instagram and what people taking pictures of ourselves. But but to see the artistic fruits of beach combing every given day, it's remarkable. At what point did you realize it was beyond a social media project or a project you were doing on social media?
You know, I never did. About 2 or 3 years ago, Tony Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, we love Tony.
Who runs the Dime Gallery and who is an artist and an actor in Chicago. He followed me on Facebook and Instagram, and he sent me a note about, hey, I think this is something more than what you think it is. And I scoffed. And then I saw him at an art show, and he said, "Sauce, I really think you should do this thing at the Dime." And I said, "I don't really think people want to see this stuff up on a wall. You know, it's a cool Instagram account, but it's not what you think it is, Tony." And the next time I saw him, he practically threatened me and said, "You have to do this." So it really was him as the driving force and me kind of saying, I don't know. But now that it's up and it's on the walls and people have seen it, he was right.
Do you have to approach your craft and your artistry differently when it's on display in a gallery as opposed to taking a picture of what you found that day?
No, everything that's in the gallery is was done before last August.
Okay.
So I really didn't spend the last 5 months trying to pick the coolest shots or trying to sort of choreograph things in a clever way so it could be in a photo show. It's just stuff that I'd had. I have over 1,000 pictures and images of these things, and the photo show has 43 of them.
So is it hard to pick the 43?
He told me not to overthink it. So I took his advice, and I picked some things that I thought would show the variety. That was my goal, because there's so many different kind of things. I didn't want it to be all colorful plastic or all beach glass. I wanted to show everything that I've found, and 43 photos gave me a pretty good opportunity to do that.
John Sauce, my guest. John is an artist. His exhibit is called On the Beach. Collection of photos of featured items that were found on the beach, and part of his Instagram account, which you would take a picture of what you found that day and you'd put it up. It's at the Dime Gallery, running till February 1st, mm-hmm. and Tuesday through Saturday at the Wicker Park Gallery, which is owned and run by Tony Fitzpatrick. When you think about this project, and you have such a unique perspective on how we live in the city with Lake Michigan, meaning you see all the stuff that's the lake, like you just said, it's trying to spit it back out, it's trying to get rid of it, it's trying to clean itself.
Yeah.
Does it make you, I don't know if the sad's the right word, but there's so many stories we have of, and we're getting more hip to seeing how we treat our waterways. You see the stories that show up in your feeds that are about what's happening in the oceans or the dead zones in the Gulf of Mexico or even right here in the Great Lakes. Being in the position you are to beach comb and go up and down and up and down, how does it make you feel to see all this stuff get spit back out?
Well, I'm always fascinated at what can show up, and that's part of the draw every day of going back, is what am I going to find today? If I was really into the environmental part of it, I would walk away with like garbage bags full of stuff every day, but I can't do that because I'm on my bike most of the time. So I just sort of cherry pick what's interesting. But I will say that there's never going to be a shortage of stuff coming out of that lake. We've been treating it so poorly for decades. There are things that I find that are 50, 60, 70, 80 years old sometimes that just continue to come up. And because parts of the city, I think, were so industrial, down around the steel mills in some cases, or along areas where there used to be more industry, there was a lot of illegal dumping over the years. And maybe it wasn't even illegal at one point because right. No one cared.
Nobody cared, right?
Yeah. So we have a lot of work to do if we want to try to fix that.
When you say illegal dumping and you're finding things 50, 60, 70 years old, what are you finding? What, I mean, is it beach glass? What is it that's coming back that you can identify that's 70 years old?
Sometimes I can find like old canteens. I can find combs that were clearly from the 60s. I find sunglasses. I find children's toys that are very old.
Right.
And it seems like like I said, certain parts of the city, that stuff is a lot more clearly showing up, whereas I think the nicer parts of the city, like the North Shore, not so much. It's I think people treated things a little bit better up there. It's the whole rest of the city and around Northwest Indiana where you can tell that people have been dumping stuff in there for a long time.
Well, you're a beach archaeologist.
That's I'll what take I love that.
About. Yeah, take John Sauce, the artist behind the exhibit On the Beach, which is at the Dime Gallery in Wicker Park, running till February 1st, Tuesday through Saturday. John takes photos of featured items that he found on the beach in Lake Michigan. Fascinating conversation, John. I can't thank you enough for coming in to talk about it. Good luck with the exhibit. And where can we follow? Do you want people to follow you?
Oh, sure.
Where do they follow you to see this work?
All right, on Instagram, it's Hey Sauce Man.
Hey Sauce Man, S-O-S-S.
S-O-S-S.
That's right.
And Facebook, it's just John Sauce.
There you go, John Sauce, beachcomber, beach archaeologist, artist. John, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot.